Thank you for holding. Is this Noah?
Yes.
Hey, Noah. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day today, but good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details with you. Did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, just curious on the pricing, really.
Okay, yep. I know price is a big concern when doing any kind of advertising or promotion for the business.
Yeah.
See here. All right, so I can look at local companies, and then also, I believe she said you're a new business, right?
I'm just getting started back up, but I've been doing this for a while now.
Okay, do you have any website or anything like that?
I don't.
Okay. Facebook, anything?
I'm only on Angie's list.
Angie's, okay. Home Advisor.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. How do you like that service? That's like a pay-per-lead one, isn't it?
Yeah, I just started it. I haven't gotten anything yet, so I don't really have an opinion just yet.
Okay. The only thing I really know about that company as a Google partner is that they pay Google to advertise on the first page. So they actually do something like this in order to get leads. And then I know they resell leads. So it's like they'll sell the lead to a couple guys on the list. It doesn't just go to one person. And then you all get charged the lead fee, whether you get the job or not. It's kind of like a pay-per-lead, not pay-per-job kind of thing. With this is a Google first page placement, so your business would have its own, like, verified Google business profile that people would see on the first page, and the customers would be able to call you directly off of that. So it'll have, like, your business name, address, phone number, reviews, link to your website. We would actually build the website for you. So we're actually creating your company's online presence. It's not like you're just signing up for our company and we're putting ourselves out there and selling you leads.
Yes.
You'd actually be building your online presence for the company that you'll keep, even if you're not doing the advertisement on the first page later.
Mm.
So really important tools for people to just be able to look you up and see you're a real business, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. But the major benefit to you and what makes all the money is the first page placement. 90% of searches start and stop right there on page one. So, I mean, we're basically putting you where 9 out of 10 customers are going to look before they start calling somebody.
Yeah.
And these guys can call you directly, too. So you can get live calls from people without any other, like, lead fees or click fees or call fees. This would just be a flat monthly rate for this program.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the guys that are doing it now, it's like two men and a truck junk, or two men and a junk truck between the lakes, junk removal and J-Dog. Junk removal and hauling. So, I mean, these guys are all generating 2 to 3 calls a day on average. They actually have the luxury of just being able to cherry pick the jobs that they do and don't want.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Well, the pricing structure, though. So, I mean, for those guys, the package, it's running $4.99 month to month, and they paid a $2.99 setup fee for the campaign. What I was thinking I could do is I could apply a new in business credit. I know you say you're not that new, but, like, I don't see anything on you. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have a website or anything. So it's basically new.
Yeah.
It's good that you have experience, though.
But
with the new in business credit, it would drop the monthly pricing down to just $2.99. So that'll save you about $200 a month. Not cutting any corners. Mm-hmm. You'll still get all the same bells and whistles as them. And then also I would be able to waive your setup fee. It's part of a new business credit incentive. So instead of you paying, you know, $6.98 out the door and then $4.99 monthly, you know, this will just be $2.99 out the door and then $2.99 monthly, because you'll actually keep that rate for as long as you're with us on a month-to-month basis. And then if you do decide later that you want to grow the company and advance into, like, Google Ads or Google Guarantee, we'd be able to help you with that as well, because you'll actually have the foundation already built here with a local listing.
Okay. That's a really nice deal.
Well, if you're a new business, I mean, it's the best thing you could do. I mean, honestly, how would you find a junk removal company, you know?
Yeah, I would definitely use Google, that's for sure.
Number one search engine in the world. It's right in everybody's pocket. Yeah. So the difference with Google and what makes it so effective is you're catching people that are actually looking for your services, you know? Like by the time a guy types in junk removal and hauling or light demolition or like post-construction cleanup, chances are they have a job that they're trying to get help with. You know, it's not just a random person searching online, you know, combing the web. And you're only being shown to the people that you want to be marketed to. Like we give you 15 different keyword terms or phrases. And so you can hand select those phrases that you're listed for. And you can also hand select the area that you cover. So you know all the calls that you're getting are coming from an area that you're actually willing to travel to, and they had to actually look up a service that you provide or want to be found for and get leads for.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Customized to you. And same thing, the website's also customized. So if you compare that to Home Advisor by Angie's, I mean, like I said, I'm sure you'll love it. Like, I don't know what they're charging you per lead, but without the lead fees and you not being limited, I mean, if you were buying two or three leads a day from any lead gen company, you know, the kind of volume that being on the first page of Google produces, you'd probably be spending thousands of dollars with that company on lead fees. Whereas this, we eliminate the lead fee, and it just caps you out at about $10 a day at the $2.99 pricing structure that we got approved for you.
I really wish that this happened before I signed up for Angie, because they took all my money. I don't even have the money to do this, even though I really want to.
Oh, wow. I mean, I know the company's new, but even at the $2.99 pricing structure?
I just got back from a round country road trip, so I spent all my money.
I'm so jealous. Where did you go?
Yeah, so I went. I started in Indiana, Minnesota, out west, down the coast, and all the way back home to Tennessee.
Wow, you passed by our main headquarters.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're Southern California based, but we're partnered with Google Building 1 off Jamboree. Yeah, so I mean, you would have gone like. Newport. Did you get all the way to like San Diego, or did you kind of just stop in LA?
I went all the way.
All the way down, yeah. So you definitely passed through the Orange County area. We got really nice like coastal beaches here. It's like Newport Beach, Huntington Beach.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Oh yeah. Huh. That's nice. I've been craving a road trip like that. I've been wanting to go up to Oregon and then redrive all the way back down. I haven't done it since I was like 21 years old. It was a long time ago.
I loved Oregon and Washington, yeah.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. That Oregon coast is so unique. Yeah, really, really beautiful. Well,
how fast, I'm assuming these get filled up really quick, right?
Yeah, so we're a premier Google partner. So the way it works is when a position opens up, they'll give us a list of the companies that they feel could be qualified. And then my reps like Tara that you were talking to, they just kind of go down the list until we find somebody to fill that spot. And then once they fill it, they close out the category for that industry, and then we move on. So you're in a handyman category, actually, which includes junk removal and other things, but pretty much once they fill it, it's closed out, and then we got to wait for another position to open up. That's the hard part about Google, is it's not like other companies. Like, I can understand why you did Home Advisor by Angie's, because it's like if your money's green, you could just sign up for Home Advisor by Angie's and start getting some of those leads. You know, they're just leads that you're competing against. With Google, you know, you have to wait for a spot to open up in your industry and area, and then they reach out to you if you're on the qualified candidates list. So sometimes it takes like 6 months, 8 months, a year. Some places multiple years. Like I've had companies like roofing categories where the roofing categories, the business owners just pay like a whole year in advance, and then they do that for like 4 or 5 years in a row. They're just always up there all the time.
Okay. Dang. Actually, I would have the money like tomorrow. That is so unfortunate.
Well, if it's something that you really want to commit to, I mean, obviously I know you need a website and everything, and the website's not really going to do much good unless you have the placement to go along with it. I mean, if you're really serious, like, hey, I'm going to sign up for it or try it out tomorrow, I could do what's called a post date for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, like, I'll create your account, we'll gather all the billing information, but I'll set it up to process tomorrow at a set time. But at least that way, if I gather the billing information and create the account, they'll allow me to take it off the board and stop calling the area. So I can get Tara and all these guys out of there. That way they're not talking to your competitors.
See, the thing is, I don't know what time I would actually get it. I'm selling a car, so I don't know what actual time. That would be pretty easy for me.
Yeah, it is, because it's like if he backs out too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, unless it's like already 100% that he's like handed you the check, then I wouldn't really rely
on
that.
I know, he's
going
to buy it. I'm just saying, like, if you have it set to take out the money at a certain time, then I'll get negative.
I gotcha. And they charge you an extra penalty or something?
Yeah. Can I call him really quick and...
Yeah, but if you're going to do that, can you like put me on hold and then call him so that way they don't transfer me another call in the meantime? They're literally going down the qualified candidates list until I tell them it's filled.
Yeah, let me...
I can't set me another call if I'm on the line with you. So
I'll be honest, I don't even know how to do that. How do you know how to put someone on hold?
Usually if you're on an active call, I think you can just go right into contacts and then dial the other number, and then without merging it, it'll give you the option to merge it. But you can just go into contacts and dial the other number, and that'll put me on hold instead of hanging up. And then once you hang up with them, it'll just automatically bring you back on unless you merge the call.
Okay, let me try it really quick. Hello?
Yep.
Hey, so I stopped on him. He can do it. He can buy the car around 6:30 tomorrow, like definitely. So I am definitely interested in doing. Yes.
6:30 p.m. I think that'll actually work. Give me 1 second. Let me send them the message to get out of the area. Because it looks like there's two active calls right now for... It's okay. I'll just tell them it's going to fill. It happens at, like, on every single account that opens up. They just kind of flood the area, but then sometimes they'll get a notification like, hey, we filled this one. And then okay. I'll just apologize and put them back on the list for the next opening. So let me just send that out.
So you're waiving the creation fee, I guess it's called, whatever.
Yeah, the setup fee. That usually goes towards, like, buying your domain name and then, like, name, address, phone number cleanups, verifying your Google business profile so that way you actually exist on Google as a company. So I'm going to get that waived for you. So that way you're just paying the $299, which is the monthly cost of hosting the place.
And I can cancel that whenever without any additional charges, right?
Yeah, we want you to try it for at least 2 months when you sign up with us. We want you to really commit to it. Just because the first month we're like building the website, getting you Google verified, there's a bunch of work that gets done, so you don't get the full like 30-day benefit of it. It's not like we flip a switch. We actually got to build these things for you. But month two is usually where things take off the most because you've already built everything and then you're actually up there for a stretch of time, so you get to start seeing the jobs come in. And we know, like, hey, if you make it to that point, then usually you got a long-term marketing solution. You wouldn't really want to leave.
Yeah.
So we say try it for 2 months.
Awesome.
All right. So let me go ahead and create the account. I already sent out the message for them to put it on hold. And then 6:30 tomorrow, there is a time difference. So that's going to end up being 4:30 here, which is 30 minutes before we leave tomorrow. So I'll lock that in. That will work.
So okay, what happens if...
Sorry. You're fine.
So what happens if he texts me and is like, hey, can we do it at like 7:30?
Well, it's set up to automatically process. I'm not manually running your card. Like, it's not like I'm saving your number and then punching it in. I put it into the system, and then it's like on an automated timer. So the payment will decline, though. It won't, if the money's not there, it's not designed to overdraft you. It's a business merchant processing. Yeah, so if the money's not there, it just declines it.
Okay, so if that did if it did get declined, I could just call you the next day and be like, hey, I'm ready to...
I mean, if it declines, they reopen the category, so we run the risk of losing the position again. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, okay. That's another issue because my bank closes and I wouldn't even be able to deposit that money.
Okay. Then, yeah, we probably shouldn't do this. I was going to create the account and set it up, but it's like if we can't do a post date for the following day, then they won't let me process it, especially if you're saying that it's going to decline even with a post date tomorrow.
And you can't hold it until the next day when I can deposit it?
I'm not even supposed to hold it for more than 24 hours at all. I mean, the only way they allow me to do this one is because we were going to create the account and put billing information down.
Shoot. Okay, well, sorry about that.
Okay, no worries. I'll put you back on the qualified candidates list for it, and then maybe the next time it's available, we'll make it back to you.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
All right, thank you for your time today, Noah. I appreciate it.
No problem. Bye-bye. Bye.